singers who do comedy, or whether they're comedians, you know, who are good at singing.
Would you welcome, please, the Smothers Brothers, Dick and Tom.
Hundreds of years ago, the railroad started in America. How about that? Railroad men were building railroads across a vast wilderness, a vast spider web of steel rails. These railroad men, with vision in their eyes and giant 9-pound hammers clasped in their hands, toiled across building the railroads, toiling across the vast bosom of America. So I throw a little sex in this show. But this wasn't just a fun job. There was dangers in this job as these railroad men built the railroads over the mountains, and there lurked dangers in the mountains, and they built railroads over crevices. Deep crevices in the ground, and in the bottom of the crevices there was pumice. Vicious pumas with claws and foam coming out of these pumas' mouths, and these railroad men, they're just going wop, 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 and they come up to a crevice and they say, "Wow, look at the puma down in the crevice. Hey, I'm not going to build a railroad across the crevice because there's a puma in the crevice."
No, there weren't any.
There's pumas in the...
Don't say there were pumas because there weren't any. There wasn't one puma in one crevice.
There was 9 pumas in that crevice.
And no, there weren't any pumas. You want to know why there weren't any pumas?
We don't
have any pumas in this country. There are no pumas in America.
We accept everybody in America.
All right, we accept everybody in America. That's true.
Right.
But if you want to keep your story historically correct, do you?
Yes.
Do you want to keep it valid?
Yes.
All right, then you get rid of those pumas right now.
I'm not going down that crevice. Well, there was vicious beasts in these crevices. And these rare men, they say, "Well, look at those vicious beasts in the crevices." They look like humans.
But they weren't.
And these railroad men were sore afraid. Yet the railroads were completed. Yet through a Herculean effort of yesteryear, rugged men completed the transcontinental railroads. Now, here's the crutch of the matter. Whence this song cometh, doth you ask? Well, a big feast transpired, and the sole substance for this feast was hot cakes boiled in cabbage juice. Not as popular now as it was then. Working on a new railroad. Working, 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 working. All in a cabbage town by a big railroad. Big railroad, the only song I ever did sing.
Intended that way, really.
It's leaving nothing to chance, huh?
You know, we've worked hard, my brother and myself, working up an act and being part of a rich heritage of which all of us as Americans have a great rich heritage. We try to share our heritage as much as we can, sometimes delving humorously and sometimes using jazz for it.
Ha ha ha!
You do a lot of long takes, too, don't you?
Yeah.
If I'm going too fast, I'll...
But no, I'll just...
just takes me a moment to, to find out where you're, what you're talking about there. Well, what do you guys do in your spare time? I mean, if you get any spare time.
I really like you. I've watched you move around like a princess, and you're beautiful. I really like you.
Thank you.
Did you mess around? No?
It's always the quiet ones, isn't it?
Yes.
Always the quiet ones. We'll be right back here to our saucer in just a moment, friends.